nice, cool, damp, cloudy Arizona Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the house. A great day and a great opportunity for you to call in 1-888-767-4348 and see how we can help you on that home improvement project you're trying to tackle. Right now, we're going to go to Jason in Gilbert, and we've got, looks like, Walfie at Shea and 68th Street in Scottsdale, also on hold. There is an open line if you'd like to jump in now. If you've always heard busy signals when you call, it'd be a great opportunity on this holiday shopping weekend. Call load tends to be just a little bit light, but we've got calls now. Let's get to them. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Had a question about moisture management. I heard that was going to be a topic here in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
But earlier this year when we had that large rain for a day or two, we ended up having a little roof leak in one of the valley areas of my roof. And it dripped inside and you know, was coming through one of the can lights and just kind of on the ceiling there.
Okay.
I'm going to do some of the interior repairs and, you know, just kind of painting over that, cleaning it up. But inside one of the closets, I noticed that there was maybe a black mold maybe forming on the ceiling.
Okay.
And so I didn't know what the process is to remedy that. And now do I have to go up and check the insulation and make sure that doesn't need to be removed? I think I've got a blown-in insulation. You know, so what do you have to do when you see something like that? You know, you always hear that black mold is not good for the environment in the house. And,
right.
You know, so I don't know what the process is for remedying that. Do I have to have someone come in and maybe cut that part of the drywall out and replace it?
Well,
or is there some sort of a containment where you can put like a paint or some sort of protective layer on it? You know, just looking for some guidance.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'd probably have you do, Jason, is if there is access to the attic, do go on up there and kind of scrape the insulation away. Make sure you're wearing a respirating mask. Scrape the insulation away and kind of see how bad the mold problem is on the back side of the drywall. Because it's probably a bit worse on the back side than it is on the visible side that you're seeing. And, you know, we tell people that mold generally is an overblown sensation. But in the instance where you are allergic to it or it is one of the hazardous ones, you can't take too much precaution. Now, you're calling from Gilbert. We have indoor air quality specialists as a part of the Rosie on the House approved network of contractors. You could give them a ring at 623-930-9391. Sharon, I'll answer the phone and you can talk to her. And they've got kits that you can do by mail order. They can come out and test it themselves, make sure it's not anything hazardous to you. Generally speaking, what we tell people don't do is don't take a Clorox mixture of water and put it in a sprayer and start spraying the mold.
Which we might have suggested early on.
Years ago.
A few times, but that's changed.
And it's incredible, Jason, because the reason we can't do that is because the mold, within a nano of a second, recognizes the change in atmospheric pressure with the blast coming out of the spray bottle, and it actually sends spores into the air, so you're actually spreading the mold. So it sponges, it's a little bit of Clorox, it's scraping it, it's HEPA vacuums, cleaning it up, and then sealing it up real good. And generally, we will just use a product similar to Kills, any pigmented lacquer spray. PPG has several products. Benz is another one that they have. Get it sealed up real good, and then you can paint over the top of that. But, of course, you've got the roof leak fixed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Now, do you have to paint on both sides of the mold? So, would you know, there's not commonly paint, obviously, in the
backside,
the attic side, yeah.
Right.
But do you want to coat that with like a product like Kills or something? Or
I would say that would depend. For me, that would depend on how easy access it is up into that area, and how well you could get to it. It wouldn't be a high concern for me, but if I was up there checking it and I could clear the area out and let it dry real well, I may seal it up both sides, what we call encapsulate it, both sides up and down. So, Jason, we appreciate the call. These kinds of rains that we're seeing now are much different than rains he was talking about earlier. You know, what was it, September 8th, we broke a 75-year-old record and got 3.5 inches of rain in one day. It was like the most rains. There were areas of the valley that exceeded 5 inches that day.
And it was less than a day. Some of these were like in 2 and 3 hours that dropped that.
Those kinds of rains cause much different problems than these kinds of rains. This kind of rain that we see here in the winter, very often you get them mistaken for window leaks and stucco leaks, and you think it's a roof leak, but it's really cracked parapets, and the stucco is just getting so absorbed. It's just sponge. The wet, the long exposure to the moisture causes a lot of different problems. So we can talk about that as well as anything else you'd like to talk about. We've got calls here on somebody spent a lot of money on windows and apparently is not happy. And then we've got someone up at the Lake Pleasant area that says a door won't stay open. I got a cure for that as well. All of that when we get back right here at Rosie on the House with an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.